Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Kara Waldorf and head football coach Derek Ellman. The Humboldt Wildcats volleyball team began their week with a tournament at home last weekend, going 3-3 to move their record to 5-3 overall. Their next match would be held in Humboldt on Thursday, with the Cats' first conference match of the season against Webster City. Humboldt would end up sweeping the Webster City Lynx in consecutive sets to win the match 3-0. I spoke with Coach Waldorf after the win about the team's match against Webster City, the week of matches, and the upcoming schedule.
Joined by head coach Kara Waldorf, and congratulations, Coach, here on the win, first of all.
Yeah, thank you. They came out ready, and that was fun.
In this match, it was a bit of a slow start, but how do you think the playing kind of picked up? What do you think that change was for Humboldt to eventually get things going there?
I mean, it's first home game. You're playing in front of your crowd. There's just some jitters there. Our main goal tonight was passing and terminating the ball, and I think they came out, and we were passing pretty well, but just trying to, you know, kind of get that cleaned up, and then just being able to terminate the ball on some of those plays, and they did a great job. All the hitters were hitting hard and being aggressive.
And I do want to also mention Kayla Gieber had herself a game. Quite a few aces, I believe the six of them by the count there on the scoreboard, and also seven kills. Let's talk about her play tonight and being able to help you guys get the victory tonight.
Yeah, it was a huge momentum shift with her in there. I mean, I've been waiting for that Kayla to come out. She just has so much raw talent, and she's just a really good player. So it was really fun to see her actually have this game tonight. I mean, she was putting balls away. I mean, she got them on their heels. She was acing them. I mean, she did a great job. It was really fun.
I know we had talked about yesterday you wanted to go back to the drawing board. So now after today's game, are you feeling a little bit more confident coming out of that tournament compared to now coming out of this game?
Yes, yeah. I think the biggest difference here is we were really struggling on offense early in the season. So I have some power hitters out there and really consistent players that just weren't getting the job done. I mean, this tournament on Saturday, we kind of struggled through it a little bit, and we had our ups and downs, but I think it was kind of a turning point for some of them. We have a bunch of seniors on the court, and I think they just kind of realized that they needed to pick up their game. So watching them tonight and knowing that they are capable of terminating the ball like they did tonight and actually ending plays versus, you know, making errors or letting the ball go until the other team makes the error. So they took control of that game, and they had control the entire time. Even when they would kind of let them back in, you know, they would stop it with a termination play and keep moving on.
Any last thoughts about tonight's game?
Webster City was a great team. They had some strong players on there, so it was a great start to the conference. I think they're one of the strongest teams in the conference, so to be able to take them in three, I mean, that was a huge accomplishment for these girls. And honestly, it was just fun. It was fun being home again. I mean, we started on the road to far away games with Gilbert and Bondurant, and then we had our home tournament, but just having an atmosphere with our home fans and being able to play in front of them, it just reminds you of how much fun volleyball is. So
with Labor Day weekend coming up here, what's next for the team? Are you guys going to have the weekend off or practicing?
Yep, so we'll take the weekend off. We'll come practice on Monday. On Labor Day, we'll come in that afternoon because we do actually play. We're on the road to Clarion on Tuesday. So.
And we'll be broadcasting that game. We'll be with you guys out at Clarion Goldfield Dalles. And, Coach, again, congratulations on the win and best of luck here against Clarion Goldfield Dalles come Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Kara Waldorf. Our next guest is Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Ellman. The football team continued their winning ways in a lightning-shortened win against the Garner-Hayfield-Ventura Cardinals in Garner on Friday. The Cats jumped out to a 6-0 lead in the first quarter and would not look back, leading at the half 23-0 and ultimately winning the game 37-0 after the game was called in the third quarter. I caught up with Coach Ellman after the game to hear his thoughts on his team's play during the game.
Kind of a weird one. Hot and humid, lightning delay, lightning ended the game eventually, but so it's kind of weird, but you know, I thought we did some good things. Lance Kuhn ran the ball really well, had 14 carries for 191 yards. You didn't have to do much throwing. We only had 9 passes with 3 completions, so nothing great in that category, but we ran the ball really, really well. Had 217 total yards rushing, and when the game was called, we had held them to 63 total yards offense, so you know, overall, pretty good night. Just kind of weird ending. I think this is my first as a head coach, having a game delayed due to lightning and then ended eventually due to lightning as well. I will say, you know, tonight's frustration was definitely penalties. We had 8 for 60, it looks like, just looking at the stats. And there were some ugly penalties and bad timed penalties, too, on our part. So we got to clean that up, and we'll be fine.
With your defense, you guys post up another shutout here. Mm-hmm. It's through six, and we'll call it 6.5 to 6.75 of a quarter. Mm-hmm. How impressed are you by this defense?
We knew who we had coming back, and we knew we had spots to fill. But just, you know, I always go back to what the kids do in the weight room. And I think this offseason, seeing those guys that are now starters and what they were willing to go through in the weight room and how hard they were willing to work, I think that's a testament to their success on the field, is they're in those positions where they're running through barriers and doing a great job of defending the pass. And so I was really proud of our guys tonight, and really proud of the way guys have stepped up. And, you know, looking at guys like Ty and Owen Hubble, they've really come on fast. Gage Allen stepped in and played really well tonight. And Deary, who started and then was out for a while because of a concussion last year, and he's come back on really strong, had a great night. He filled holes really, really well on that outside edge. And then, you know, knowing you have guys like Detman and Ornes and Beach on the backside of your defense makes it really, really good too. You know, they had a couple of completions that went for, you know, 10 yards or 15 yards, but it was all, everything was out in front. You know, there was nothing that got over top. They did take a couple of shots, and Will was right there to defend those shots really, really well. So overall, good win. We got out healthy, which is super important going into week three. You know, have a big game against Estherville, Lincoln Central coming up. You know, they're coming off that kind of heartbreaking loss against us last year, so I know they're going to be looking to get some redemption. But, you know, we're excited to get up there and watch this one on film, learn from it, and get better because of it. That's the goal always on Saturday morning.
Now, with you guys going into that Estherville-Lincoln Central game, is there anything you're going to take from this game that you want to tweak around, or at least you're going to take a look at going into week three?
You know, we showed our bunch formation tonight. We showed a little wildcat with Will at quarterback. We ran some jet sweep tonight. Those are all things that we wanted to make sure to show because we think they can help us be successful. You know, it's stuff they have to prepare for now. We've obviously got a pretty wide array of things we can do offensively still. And Lance has just definitely proven himself as a threat in Class 3A as a running back. I mean, he's real deal. He did a great job tonight. You know, last week he only had 48 yards, but had it on a low amount of carries because we didn't need him as much. And so just got to continue to lean on him and let him continue to grow as a running back.
How big of a weapon is he down the stretch here as we get towards the middle of the season?
He's a big, strong kid, and he can really grind drives out. And I think that the one drive right before half that we scored a touchdown on, I'm pretty sure we ran the same play 5 times in a row. Just our simple belly play, and had great push by the old line. But then on top of that, Lance was making guys miss and then running through arm tackles. His big touchdown, I'm pretty sure he broke 3 tackles on the sideline. It's just that strength that he's gained and the hard work he's put in for his opportunity as a junior. You know, he's done a really nice job.
And then on special teams, you guys come away with a couple of nice plays. Yeah. Tatum Lowhouse with the block. The special teams, that coming together as well.
Absolutely.
Especially with some of the defensive guys. That's got to be really encouraging for you.
And we had 2 touchbacks and one that was real close tonight. We had Gage Allen go out and kick one too, and he got touchback. And that kicking game is really, really important. I think they had to start inside their own 30 on every one of those kickoffs, maybe except one. I think they got to the 31 once. But other than that, they had a long field to march. And then when we forced them to punt, you got a guy like Detman back there, a weapon like him, because he took one, what was it, about 50 yards to the house on a punt return. Gosh, great job of coming across field, cutting back across the grain, and finding a seam and scoring. So there's a lot of things we can do. We just got to continue to work, though, because, you know, just because you do great things in week one and two doesn't mean week three is all of a sudden going to be easy, too. And I think, you know, we had a little bit of a letdown at times tonight. That's one thing that the kids have to see on film, is that, you know, there are opportunities where they could have really just put the hammer down and finished the drive. Again, just got to shore things up and continue to get better.
Is the team going to be off this weekend now with the Labor Day going into next week? Or
no,
you guys...
man, we got to roll right into it. This is Iowa High School football. We got practice on Monday. JV and freshmen play on Monday, so come on out, support our younger level guys that are working to get better as well. And then regular week of practice, so yep, no days off in football season.
Well, appreciate it, Coach. Again, congratulations on the win, and best of luck here this next week going into Estherville-Lincoln Central.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Ellman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.